I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Lane County History Museum's new exhibit, Toys, Historic Playthings from Lane County, opened on December 16th. The exhibit includes artifacts and photographs from 1850 to 1950, giving a reflection of Oregon life through the eyes of kids at play. With me at KLCC is exhibit curator Faith Kresge. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for inviting me in today.
Well, first describe in a little more detail what's contained within this exhibit.
Well, what I tried to do with this exhibit is create a historic overview of some different themes related to toys and play during the time period of the exhibit. We have a lot of dolls. We have a really wonderful first edition of Clue. We have a bunch of World War II era cardboard toys that are a lot of fun. One thing about this exhibit is it's very lighthearted and fun. So we talk about some bigger issues, but it's using toys. And it's also a chance to see some things that you might not have ever seen before. We have a lot of toys from different fads and trends of the 19th and early 20th century that died out. And there are reasons why they didn't last, but It's some kind of surprising information that people might not know. So it's a good way to see and learn some things you might not see otherwise. And that's something I really enjoy with this exhibit, is it's a good way to kind of surprise people with a new way of looking at toys, and also a chance to see some fun things.
How do you see the toys that are represented reflecting the issues of society?
Well, one thing that might surprise some people is we have very few toys from the early years of Lane County, so the 1850s and 1860s. Part of this is because people were playing with homemade items or things they made themselves, so like a stick they carved that they found out in the woods, or a little doll they made out of corn husks. And those kinds of things don't last. If children had store-bought toys, a lot of times it would be passed down through siblings. There also is the issue that a lot of people don't think about, that most children, especially children living in agricultural families, would have been expected to work. So they might have been helping with chores, they might have been actually out working in the fields, or a lot of times, especially with large families, the older siblings would actually be raising the younger siblings. So children had less time in general to play, and a lot of the families just didn't have the means to buy a lot of toys, and that really wasn't a focus. It isn't really until the 1890s that we see middle-class families really encouraged to purchase a lot of toys, and toys started to become an item that were a tool that was used to enrich the lives of children. So there's a big shift in thinking that a lot of people might find surprising, because we're so used to seeing lots of toys, and a lot of us grew up with lots of toys. Another issue that I brought up in the section of the exhibit that covers the early years is there was no universal childhood experience in the 19th century. Gender, age, ethnic background, geography, and economic class, that meant everybody had a radically different experience. So a Native American child of a hop yard worker versus a middle class child of a college professor at the same time period are going to have wildly different experiences. So you can't really generalize about childhood experiences during the period.
How do you see the reflection of gender issues in society across this time period?
Well, it's something that comes up a lot in advertising. And what's surprising is a lot of toys, especially in the 19th century, were more or less marketed as kind of gender neutral. Toy soldiers and toy guns and things like that tended to be marketed more towards boys in terms of, you know, training them to become soldiers or training them in military strategy or pointing them towards professions. And girls tended to be given dolls to help them become mothers. Those kinds of ideas of training children through toys were popular. But boys also were encouraged to play with dolls to some extent. All children had bicycles, and you don't really see a lot of advertising that shows children interacting with toys. In the 1920s, marketers started focusing on specific toys directed at specific children to train them for a very set role in society. So a boy might be encouraged to play with an Erector set to learn to become an engineer. And you see Erector set advertising entirely features boys and their fathers playing with them. Whereas, you know, a girl is given a Shirley Temple doll, or this is featured in our exhibit, we have an entire toy. It's called a wash day set. So it's a washer, an ironing board, an iron, and a clothes rack. And so those kinds of toys were given to girls to train them to become homemakers. So you see the ideas of training children for a specific path in life through toys being narrowed down to a very specific gender role. Interestingly enough, Lincoln Logs were very gender neutral in their marketing, so make of that what you will.
Faith Kresge, exhibits curator at the Lane County History Museum, with the new exhibit, Toys, Historic Playthings from Lane County. The exhibit will run until the beginning of December 2018. For more information, lchm.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.